and trying to cover every gambit of what's happening and relaying it, ladies and gentlemen. Supreme Court yesterday, and again, didn't make a lot of news, but it's important in the job world because they made it easy for workers who are transferred from one job to another against their will to pursue job discrimination claims. It's under federal civil rights law, even when they are not demoted or docked pay, by the way. Here to discuss is my good friend, Mr. Jonathan Bell, the Bell Law Group, BellG.com, the employment attorney extraordinaire, and the founder of the great Bell Law Group. Nice enough to give us a couple as far as a synopsis here. Very important. Didn't get a lot of press, John, but nonetheless, they made it easier for those workers. Go ahead, my friend.
Good morning, Jay. Thanks again for having me on. So this is actually very big news in the employment law arena. For anything involving discrimination, I mean, employers and employees need to be aware of this April 17th, 2024 decision by the Supreme Court, Muldrow versus City of St. Louis. Jay, when you prove a discrimination case, you don't have to just prove discrimination, but you have to prove that the discrimination that you suffered resulted in some type of adverse action. And the adverse action standard normally goes to, does it hit you in the wallet? Did you lose money? Were you demoted? Were you suspended? How did this affect you? And now this Supreme Court decision changes it from significant harm, such as results in money or hits you in your wallet, to basically some harm. And that's the big deal about this case. It's a whole nother level of a standard. And Jay, what's really shocking to me is that this is a very conservative Supreme Court, usually very employer-friendly, and this decision is very much on the employee side. So, for example, in this case, Muldrow versus City of St. Louis, Muldrow is a sergeant. She's a female in law enforcement and held a position, a plainclothes officer position in the intelligence division. And then her male supervisor wanted to replace her with a male, which he did, but reassigned her to a position where she has to wear a uniform, potentially work weekends, maybe took her law enforcement car away. Normally, that's not enough. The lower court and the appeals court dismissed the case, and the Supreme Court reinstated the case. And now it's sending the case back to the lower court, and now this case is going to live on. It's really incredible new case law.
And it's significant. It really is, John, because, you know, when you think about it, employers can't decide, you know, the basics, you know, the what, when, where's, why's of a job based on race and gender. I mean, that's what it comes down to. And it's interesting, Lena Kagan, Justice Kagan, actually wrote this piece, you know. So there is a lot to absorb as far as how they handle this this big-time decision here.
Of course. Now, anytime an employee is transferred and they believe it's because of their race, age, religion, gender, they could take a look at the transfer and see if there's basically any type of disadvantage. Not a significant job advantage, but any type of job disadvantage and potentially claim discrimination. Maybe you didn't have to work weekends before. Maybe you're going to a less advantageous part of the building. You're getting transferred from the third floor to the basement. There's so many avenues of potentially bringing a claim now based upon some type of quote-unquote lateral transfer. So it makes it very difficult for employers. Employers better make sure that if they are transferring employees, it's based upon legitimate, non-discriminatory reasons.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And it kind of revives the lawsuit of Muldrow, right, John? Because it now goes to the lower court. So Muldrow really contends, you know, because of the sex discrimination and everything else, that, you know, she moved to a less type of job from a, what's the word, prestigious nature, let's put it. Which was, you know, maybe in an administrative sense and maybe required a little extra work outside of the workplace hours, the weekend maybe, and basically losing her you know, whatever transportation she had and whatnot there. But in essence, that's what it came down to as far as the Muldrow case.
That's exactly right, Jay. And I'm sure there's a bunch of cases being thrown out for that reason, that there wasn't a, quote, adverse action in the transfer. Now a lot of those cases may be appealed. I know my law firm, on the day this decision came out, filed a motion for reconsideration. I'm sure we were probably one of the first law firms in the whole country to do such a thing based upon this new decision. So it's really exciting stuff. And yes, you're right. It didn't get a lot of exposure initially, but as the month and year progresses, we're going to see a lot of new litigation surrounding these types of cases. Because, you know, as before the 17th, lawyers like me would say, I'm sorry, you don't have a case. It's not enough of an adverse action.
Yeah. So, folks, basically on Elena Kagan's ruling, it just makes it easier for those who are transferred from one job to another against their will, and that to pursue the claims of job discrimination under federal civil rights law, even when they're not really demoted in some sort of fashion or for that matter, dock pay involved there. We'll see about reverberations and everything else, John. Well done here, my friend. Very important. Didn't get a lot of press with all that's going on, but we wanted to highlight that, and an excellent job in your part.
I really appreciate it, Jay. And just one more time, shockingly, a unanimous Supreme Court decision. How often do you see that, Jay? Not often, I'll tell you that.
It really is, you know, when you think about it. And, you know, what's interesting to me, on a final note on that one, you had Alito, Kavanaugh, who's the other one? Clarence Thomas, folks, who each wrote separate opinions, noting some level of disagreement with the majority's rationale in the ruling. For the case, as far as Muldrow is concerned. Very interesting there. The Bell Law Group, LG.com, the great Jonathan Bell, the great labor attorney extraordinaire, as I say. And by the way, if you think I didn't notice, congratulations to your wife and everything else that occurred there. Give me a sense.
Yes, she was rated as one of the top lawyers in Long Island for 2024. So very exciting for her. And thanks again for noticing that, Jay. That's pretty awesome. I really appreciate your friendship all the time.
Well, listen, well-deserved as far as the Bell family is concerned and keeping it in the ranks. Excellent job, my friend. Great weekend. We'll chat soon.
Excellent. Talk to you soon, Jay. Thanks again.